Well, it's just about 2.5 weeks since the earthquake struck Port-au-Prince in Haiti. And for an update on what's going on in the country there, we have the BBC's Karen Allen. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning.
What is going on in Haiti now? Are rescue efforts becoming more organized? Is there less chaos?
Certainly, yes, it's falling into place, but it's still a very, very slow process. And the reason why things are slow is you have to remember that many of the government structures have completely disappeared. If you go downtown in Port-au-Prince, where I'm speaking to you from, the ministries no longer exist. The finance ministry, for example, is in tatters. The tax office has got literally tax forms strewn all over the place. So there is a real sense that the things that you would normally rely on to help organise an emergency effort like this no longer exist. There are efforts to try and shift large numbers of people who are living in makeshift camps in the centre of town out to the edges, but they don't have enough tents. They've got about 10,000 tents the UN believes it can muster, but they're expecting about 1 million people that they will need to shift. So what we are seeing is Haitians beginning to start take the initiative. We've seen people fashioning their own huts and tents themselves and any spare piece of land they can find. I've found people who've been redigging the foundations of their houses. And we've, of course, had that miraculous rescue over the past couple of days. You remember there was a 16-year-old girl who was dragged from the rubble of a building 15 days after the earthquake. Now, we've been hearing over the past 24 hours a little bit more about that. Doctors have said she's defied biological facts. This young woman basically was encased in concrete when the house she was in next to the university collapsed around her. She was able to survive by drinking water from a bath. She was pulled from the wreckage when neighbours heard her cries. She's now aboard a French hospital ship, and today she's expected to be reunited with her mother.
Okay, that is the BBC's Karen Allen speaking to us from Port-au-Prince in Haiti. Let's turn now to Haiti's neighbor. We're going to look at the place where Haiti's many Haitians are seeking refuge, and that is the Dominican Republic. There's a 241-mile border that separates Haiti from the Dominican Republic. Before the earthquake, there was about 1 million Haitians already living in the neighboring nation, many of them undocumented. Now thousands more are at least trying to cross the border in the coming months ahead. Jorge Pineda is the founder and editor of DominicanToday.com. Good morning, Jorge.
Good morning.
So how did Dominicans react in the first few hours after the earthquake?
It was probably unprecedented as far as how quickly Dominican rescuers got to Port-au-Prince. It was obviously, because of the distance, the first government to provide aid for Haiti. And the enthusiasm also was unprecedented. Dominicans just felt so, they felt so badly that we couldn't do more because, of course, we are almost as poor as Haiti. But the still, our hospitals are just overwhelmed by Haitian patients. And the Dominicans are taking it. They're doing the best they can. And because we also are familiar with tragedy, you know, this country has been hit several times by major hurricanes in the last 20 years. So we know what this feels like.
Before we kind of talk about how the relationship between the two countries has been affected by this earthquake, let's kind of remind people of the sometimes tense, definitely rocky relationship between the Dominican Republic and Haiti.
Yes, last year was quite tragic in the sense that there were several violent killings between the two countries, between the two nationals from the two countries. And it was a year to forget, obviously. And this, unfortunately, this magnitude of this tragedy will definitely make us forget the tensions that in the last 20, 30 years have heightened for the increase of undocumented Haitians coming across the border.
Well, has that relationship? We spoke to Chandra Estevez. She's a human rights lawyer at Dominican Haitian Women Movement. We asked her this question about how the relationship has changed in light of the earthquake. And Chandra blames the media for having sparked the tensions in the first place.
Some media leaders raise a campaign against Haitian migrants here. And it's really dangerous because the people are listening to the radio. The Haitians are dangerous. The Haitians are bad.
So what do you think about that? Are the Dominicans believing that Haitians are dangerous for their country?
The media cannot be blamed for this. This remember, since we were children in school, we were taught history. The fact that as recent as 1844, it was Haiti that, which dominated the Dominican Republic, and it was a violent occupation. So it isn't about beliefs, it's about history. But of course, as education improves in our country, we also realize that the Haitians aren't to blame for what happened to us 150 years ago. So this is the situation is undoubtedly improving, especially given the fact that much aid is reaching Haiti, and the many Haitians don't come across the border. Many Haitians decide to stay in Haiti, and the ones that are here are considered very hardworking. So, by and large, Americans don't feel that bad of having the 1 or so million undocumented Haitians here. And as a matter of fact, several industries depend highly on that labor, especially construction, agriculture, and even tourism.
Boy, this question of undocumented immigrants is kind of a worldwide issue, isn't it? Jorge Pineda is the editor of DominicanToday.com. He joined us from the Dominican Republic. Thanks so much.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.